There may not be a prouder, more hands-on profession in America than farming. They identify as problem solvers and pride themselves on overcoming adversity, but there are some problems you can't fix on your own.
I have a farmer right now with cancer, and he still has to go out and do his barn chores.
That's Patrick O'Hara, clinical case manager for the New York Center of Agriculture Medicine and Health. For his client, fighting through a disease like cancer won't get in the way of getting the job done.
He's incredibly tired. He doesn't have a lot of energy. His appetite is off, but he's going out there and milking the cows every day. He has to get the job done, or he'll have to sell the cows as he will no longer have an income.
For many farmers, it's almost impossible to imagine a life off the land.
If, you know, they have to file for bankruptcy or, God forbid, foreclosure, there's a loss of identity. They're no longer a farmer. And most of these people, that's the only occupation they've ever had.
That's where FarmNet comes in. It's been around since 1986 and provides free confidential consulting to farm families. It was founded during the agricultural crisis, and it's been a valuable resource during another difficult stretch for farmers. Executive Director Ed Stair says people trust FarmNet because they are not just talking to financial or personal consultants, they're talking to fellow farmers.
It's the stigma that mental health issues have, and the way that farmers have been traditionally taught that they can pull themselves up, they're very independent, and reaching out to someone is difficult for them in many instances.
Earlier this year, David Chamberlain sold his 800-cow farm to his younger brother. Now he works as a financial consultant for FarmNet.
There comes to a point where you're unable to pay your bills, and you have to go to the bank for refinancing, and that's always a stressful situation. It starts to wear on the family. A lot of these consultants end up being personal family friends after they've gone through this experience.
FarmNet consultants are starting to get stressed out themselves. Stair says the cases they are handling now are much more intense.
And so we're providing training to our consultants to help manage that. And that's, I've been with the program for a little over 12 years, and I've never seen this in our consultants.
There's a generational aspect to this too. Many farmers don't want to be the family member that had to sell the farm. Wyoming County Farm Bureau President Russell Klein says there is life after farming.
You have to feel for those families that have farmed for over 100 years. But each generation, somebody's got to analyze the situation and decide whether they want to do that, continuing on forward.
So what advice does Klein have for the future farmers of America?
I had an FFA student a couple years ago addressing the Farm Bureau Board and ask, you know, what are you doing to ensure that I'm going to have a future in agriculture? And I thought, I'm not doing anything. We're worried about our own. We're worried about being in business for the next year. We're worried about trying to substantiate our own business, much less the next generation. And the next generation is going to have to fight for themselves.
Many are hoping future legislation can bring relief. O'Hara says currently some farmers can't even get aid to put food on their table.
And I'm looking at a 1040 right now from a farm family I'm working with. Last year they lost $108,000. I mean, it's a farm family who is undoubtedly going bankrupt. They can't pay their bills. It's difficult to buy groceries, but yet they don't qualify for food stamps. It's a pretty sad situation.
For now, all farmers can do is weather the storm. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.